This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ به من شر أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. وَتَقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. أَمَّا بَعْدُ فَإِنَّ أَصْدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَخَيْرُ الْهَدْيِ هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وشار أمور مدثاتها وكل مدثات بدا وكل بدا دلالة وكل دلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise belongs to Allah, the Most High. We thank Him and we seek His aid and we seek His forgiveness and we seek refuge with Him from the evil of ourselves and from our bad actions. And whoever Allah guides, then there is no one who can mislead Him. And whoever Allah causes to go astray, then there is no one to guide Him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah, who is unique and without partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad is worshiper and his messenger. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and his family and his companions, and those who follow them with good intentions until the day of judgment. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and don't die except as Muslims. And O mankind, be careful of your duty to your Rabb, who created you from a single soul and from it created its mate, and from the two of them spread forth many men and many women. Be careful of your duty to Allah, whom you demand your mutual rights, and be careful of your duty of the wombs that bore you. Indeed, Allah is our Raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah, and always speak the truth. He will cause your deeds to be beneficial, and He will forgive for you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger, then he has truly achieved a tremendous accomplishment. For indeed, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the most evil of all affairs are newly invented matters, which has no precedence in Islam. And indeed, all innovations are astray, and each astray is in the hellfire. O Allah, save us from it. O Allah, accept our dua. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah says, your real friends are no less than Allah, His messenger, and the fellowship of believers, and those who establish regular prayers and regular charity, and they bow down humbly in worship. And again, as Muslims, we must honor this verse and surround ourselves with like-minded people, people who are prayerful, people who are charitable, and people who humble themselves, not necessarily humiliate themselves, because being humble is quite different than being humiliated. If we are arrogant, then Allah will humiliate us. If we are humble, Allah will honor us. Allah will reward us as well. You know, following this advice will help us avoid many of the pitfalls that we may come upon in life. You know, often we can love a human being more than we love Allah. And when you hear that, oh, you know, we say as Muslims, we only fear Allah. We love Allah only. But again, the deen is something that is not something that you say. It's something that you do. You know, this is indicated, this love for other people, this love of human beings is indicated by allowing them to influence you to compromise your values, to compromise your Islamic values. If Allah says that you don't drink alcohol, but you have friends who influence you to drink alcohol, you loving that friend more than you loving Allah. If Allah says don't smoke weed and you have friends that allow you to smoke and sell weed, you're loving that friend more than you're loving Allah. If Allah says that you shouldn't be gambling or selling alcohol and selling drugs, then you're loving whoever is influencing you more than you love Allah. You know, we have to have friends in deen, not just friends in deed. You know, the Prophet ﷺ says that a man follows the religion of his friends, so each person should consider whom he makes his friend. And when you look at this particular hadith, it implies that you know who you are and what your level of iman is based on who you spend your time with. Who you spend your time with. If your associates are ratchet and shady, then 9 times out of 10, that's who you are. As we change, we want our physical and psychological and spiritual quality of life to change also. The rapper Chuck D, he said many years ago, I'm going to change the people around me, or I'm going to change the people around me. Through language, he emphasized the importance of changing the quality of your associates in order to improve your quality of life. So this is what we have to look at, brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah and do not be separate, do not separate. The bond of Islam is strong. You know, they call the hubble, the rope is strong. The only time the connection breaks is when you let go. The rope is unbreakable. When you pray together, you strengthen the connectivity between you and those you pray with. And Islam is not just, it's not a social club. The Ummah has been put here to do good. The Ummah has been put here for a reason. Allah says he only made mankind and jinn to worship him. Allah says that you are the best nation produced for mankind. You enjoin the right and you forbid the wrong, and you believe in Allah. And you believe in Allah. What does it say in this particular ayat? You do what's right, avoid doing wrong, and having belief in Allah. This is who we want to be. This is the job description of the Muslim. This is the description of the people who we want in our life. And these are the people that we want near us and around us. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the right of a Muslim upon a Muslim are 6. It was asked, what are they? He replied, when you meet him, salute him. When he calls you, respond to him. When he seeks advice, give him the advice. When he sneezes, you praise Allah and respond to him. When he falls ill, you visit him. And when he dies, you follow him in the funeral bier. And that's a hadith for Muslims, Sahih Muslim. You will see the believers in their mutual kindness, love, and sympathy, just like one body. Just like one body. When a limb complains, the whole body responds to it with wakefulness and fever. This is how we're supposed to be connected, brothers and sisters. We should be so tight that when a fellow Muslim is experiencing a problem or some type of oppression, we should feel the impact. We should feel the sadness. We should feel some type of empathy or sympathy for our brother or sister who is suffering, whether it's a person who is incarcerated, whether it's a person who is being oppressed by war or famine. You know, we have to basically increase our Islamic empathy, brothers and sisters. As a therapist, I teach my clients about the concept of codependency. Codependency is unhealthy relationships or unhealthy connection between two people, or in a family, it could be a marital relationship or a friend relationship. In other words, when you allow someone to continue to do wrong, even though you know it's wrong and you are very passive and you just go along, you know, just to get along. You know, and again, codependency is unhealthy connectivity between people. Instead of telling people what they need to hear, you just tell them what they want to hear. You enable them to engage in unhealthy behaviors instead of advising them towards healthier behaviors. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, help your brother, whether he is the oppressor or is being oppressed. It was said, O Messenger of Allah, we help the oppressed, but how can we help the oppressor? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by seizing his hand. In other words, restrain them. restrain them. This implies that we are to restrain people from engaging in wrongdoing. So we can apply that to all types of relationships. The Prophet, peace be upon him, did not promote codependency. If that was the case, he would have been to the will of the Meccans, who wanted him to go back to worshiping the over 360 idols that they were worshiping. He would have been to the will of when they offered him basically all of the riches in that area to give up his preachings. He could have been left a wealthy man. But he knew that wealth is not having material gain, not having diamonds and gold, but wealth is having contentment and having the pleasure of Allah in your soul. So this is one of the things we have to look at. You know, we have to restrain people from doing wrong, either verbally or physically. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, said that, you know, basically when you want to see a wrong, when you see a wrong, you change it with your hands. If you cannot do that, speak out against it. If you cannot do that, hate it in your heart. In other words, being passive is the weakest form of faith. The weakest form of faith. You need to change things with your hand. Speak out against it or hate it in your heart. And speaking out against it can be writing about it. I know we have all sorts of people who do blogging and broadcasting, and we have so many ways of communicating now, brothers and sisters, even through this medium that we are communicating now. And so what can you do? We complain a lot, but what solutions are we offering? So it's important for us to develop the tribe. Look at our tribe members, the people that are closest to us. What is the quality that they're bringing to you? What emotional fulfillment are you getting from that relationship? So these are some of the things that we have to look at. Again, we want to avoid codependent relationships. We want to develop healthy relationships. Again, healthy relationships are not codependent, but they're interdependent. Interdependent are based on mutual understanding. It's basically you work together to accomplish certain things. And that can be in a marital relationship. That can be a platonic relationship. That can be another familial relationship. Interdependence, that you decide and you determine and you have an equal type of input into what is the quality or what is the direction of this relationship. As Muslims, we have to work to reflect the essence of the hadith that I just presented and internalize our deen, for we know who we are by who we are with, whether we are lifelong associates or relatives, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, had to separate from many of his blood relatives, and his most ardent enemies were related to him by blood, but not by belief. And his closest associates were related to him in belief. And that's how we have to be, brothers and sisters. We have to basically learn that the belief bond can be stronger than the biological bond. And so we have to protect ourselves by setting boundaries with others. When you set boundaries, people are going to respect the boundaries, or they're going to push the boundaries. They're going to try to violate the boundaries. As the Prophet ﷺ said, "Oh people, beware, every king has a himma, and the himma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth is his illegal or haram things, his forbidden things. Beware, there's a piece of flesh in the body. If it becomes good, then the whole body becomes good. And if it becomes spoiled, then the whole body gets spoiled. And that piece of flesh is the heart." And so what we do and who we associate with can impact our heart. It can damage our heart. It can cause heart disease, spiritual heart disease. So we have to beware of Allah's himma, the forbidden things. And he forbid those things for a reason. He forbid them for the reason. And we have to honor that. So we have to be of those who are striving to establish a healthier way of life. We have to be of those who trying to avoid all of the problems that are associated with disbelief. If I've said anything in which you have gained some insight, may Allah guide you to greater guidance. And if I've said anything that is inconsistent with what Allah teaches us and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us through his behavior and through his actions, then I take full responsibility for that. And in closing, I would like to recite this particular hadith, where the Prophet ﷺ said, "You shall not enter paradise until you believe, and you will not believe until you love one another. And shall I not guide you to a thing which, when done, will make you love one another?" And he said, "Spread the greetings of salams among you." Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Peace be upon you and the mercy of Allah and His blessings. Rabbana la tuakidna inna sayna labtanna. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamautu wal ladina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna ma la taqata lana bihi wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna. Anta maulana fansurna ahlal qawm al kafirin. Our Lord, take us not to task if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden such as you did lay on those before us. Our Lord, lay not on us a burden which we do not have the strength to bear, and overlook our faults and forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our guardian, so grant us a victory against the disbelieving people.